Okay, so this is our second episode. She's not on the phone right now, so we're gonna get our co-host here in a second, but I just wanted to come on here and say that. I really like how the first episode turned out, so we're gonna try it a second time and see how good it turns out. Which honestly, I think it's gonna be really good because we have some really good stuff that we can talk about today. But yeah, so this is the second episode. The first episode, it did okay, but we're gonna try it and yeah, we'll see how it goes. Okay. All right. So let's get started. Okay. So we can talk about the whole thing going on with Jeffree Star. I don't know if you've been watching his Snapchat stories because he doesn't really go on Instagram and talk as much. He really just goes on Snapchat. So if you follow his Snapchat, you know what I'm talking about. But basically, he has been talking about, number one, he has a new palette. Well, not a new palette, he has a new collection coming out of the best way to put it is wax. It's candles. But apart from that, he's basically just been going on Snapchat and been talking about like more about what happened. And he was telling a story on Snapchat the other day, and it was that, I went to go leave my house. And my house is on a relatively barren street. I only see one or two people on the street ever. I never see more than that. And this one time that he was on the street, he saw this huge commotion further up the road, and there was a bunch of police cars, there was an ambulance, there was all of this commotion. So him and his friend that's in the car, they're driving up to see what happened. And someone got into a car accident on the same road that they got into a car accident, in the same spot. And they were like, "Oh my gosh, what happened?" And one of the police officers came over and he was like, "Is that really you?" He's like, "Yeah, what happened?" And he's like, "It's the craziest thing. They just got into a car accident. And the car was like flipped over and it was like a whole mess." And she found out later that the people that got into a car accident were on that road looking for him. They saw that he got into a car accident and they were like, "Oh, he's close by. Let's go see if we can find him." These people went to go look for a celebrity and got into a car accident. I don't know if they're okay. I don't know what's the situation. Condolences to the family. Hopefully they're making a very speedy recovery because Hawker Summer is around the way. So we want to make sure that we're all rested and amazing. But like, that's crazy. Like, y'all got into a car accident and got your car flipped over trying to look for Jeffree Star. And I mean, he's been very public about where he is. He's in Wyoming, specifically in Casper. I did not know that Casper was a city. I thought it was a franchise for
Ghost.
beds. So, I mean,
Ghost.
so people know what city he's in, but he's on like
He's like
this.
everybody knows that he's in Calabasas.
Which, by the way, is very interesting because he's been living out there since the beginning of the year.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because they moved to Wyoming around the same time that all that stuff with Kanye happened. Like those allegations. Which, by the way, I wish that were true because the money that he would make. Please. I wish I had that money. But that's crazy. And I still want to know why he's on a hiatus and why he's in Wyoming currently. But I don't know. Maybe it's just that. I don't know. Maybe it's just that he thinks that if he takes a break from YouTube and kind of walk away for a little bit, that when he comes back, it'll be less.
Harsh.
Yeah. But that's the thing about YouTube. Regardless of however speedy a recovery you need to make, regardless of how good your mental health is, people will slam you for coming back. Remember when, wow, I almost forgot her name, when Liza left YouTube?
Elijah, Eli, no.
No, Liza.
Oh, yeah.
She left YouTube. She came back. And she came back with a skincare line. That's what she was working on. And a line of beauty products for your skin. To make sure you get exfoliate all up in them crevices. She came back, and that was her way of coming back. And her explanation in the video was that, when she made those other videos, she was a lot younger than she is now, and now she's kind of shifting focus, which I get because she's an adult now. She's not 18 anymore. Like she's having podcasts with the President of the United States. Like she does every now and then she'll do a video
She
with
has
Vogue.
her own show.
Like every now and then she does like a partnership with Vogue. Like, bitch, she's really growing up, so I understand that. But like, a lot of people are not going to understand that you're shifting perspectives, that like you're switching lanes. So they're expecting 2018 Liza in 2021, which is I don't think personally is fair because, I mean, it's not. It's really not. Like, that's like expecting 2012 Dan TDM to come back. That ship has sailed. He's gone.
Bro, I miss 2012 Dan TDM.
And then not even that, like people got mad at him because recently he was streaming on Twitch, I think, and he wasn't, I don't know if he was playing Minecraft, I don't know what he was playing. He was playing something, and he got mad and he cursed. But like that's a grown adult. Like that's an adult. Yeah, he's gonna curse. Like, bitch, he's not.
Or Stampy Cat, do you remember Stampy Cat?
Yeah, I remember Stampy Cat. That's a throwback right there. But I used to watch Stampy Cat all the time, and I didn't have a phone, so I used to watch it on my mom's phone. But when I got my mom's phone, that was my source of happiness right there. Fuck everything else, Stampy Cat was the move. But
Bro, we should search up Stampy Cat's videos right now, see how old it is.
we can do that right now. Actually, we can do that right now. But like all these people are expecting the old you to come back, but we're in a different time and place, sweetie. Like, it's time to go. Like, we have a whole life to live. Like, sis, these
Stampy
are.
Cat was legit.
Stampy Cat was an
Stampy
icon, a
Cat talked
legend.
it.
Stampy
He
Longhead?
posts. He still posts.
Yeah.
22 minutes ago. What?
So let's go to
But he
videos.
doesn't get the views how he used to get.
Let's sort by oldest. His first video got 1 million views and it was 8 years ago. Was before he started doing Minecraft. Oh, playlist, duh. Let's see, which one is it? No.
He gets like 1,000 views. He doesn't get like before like 1 million. I remember the video when he went to the moon.
No, let's play. Lovely World. That's what it is. It was Lovely World. But every video, he would start, wake up, and he would greet the day. Bitch, this was August 5th, 2017. Do you understand how old that is?
The classics,
The classics.
all in order.
September 23rd, 2015. We can keep scrolling,
On Xbox 360
on Xbox
edition.
360. Do you understand that when Xbox 360 Edition came out, everyone was using it? Every single person that was on YouTube, that was a part of that movement, everyone was using Xbox 360 Edition. I feel like Xbox 360 Minecraft was a fever dream. Because no one uses it anymore, but everyone loved it. Boat Ride, episode 138.
Bro, do you remember the Minecraft loading screen where it says Mike? Perhaps in the tutorial?
November
Hold on,
16,
I need to go back.
2013. His other
His
videos,
first video was.
the last video that it made, that he published, was on September 21st, 2012, and every single other video is older than that, and it's so old that it's listed as a private video because that was when most videos on YouTube were private videos. That's how young his channel was. That it was only for his subscribers who could watch it. Stampy's Lovely World, bitch. Everything in my life could have been...
Someone had reposted. This is all in order. But they're not from him.
Yeah. Like...
I love how this is what we come to, is watching Stampy's videos.
Because that's our source of happiness right there. Like, that's the world that we live in, where we take things for granted and then don't realize what we have until we don't have it anymore.
Bro, I miss him. His voice is so calming. Oh my god, I can't.
Welcome back to another video. Like,
every time he speaks, his voice is so calming. He makes me back, like, put me sleep. Because, you know, it's like so not, like, what's the word? It's something gonna end. Logic? That, like.
Yeah. That's the YouTube that we never had.
What do you mean?
That's YouTube that we wish could come back. That's what I really should say.
Yeah.
And then you have, okay, so then there was that. Then there was Van TDM.
Pat and Jen.
Minecraft. And which one was it?
Look at the pork chops. They don't look like that no more.
Yeah. And let's not forget about Dr. Traoris and the labs. Being in the lab.
Let's call it. Remember LD Shadow Lady?
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cupcake.
The Tale of Herobrine. Minecraft mod showcase 7 years ago. Seven. The space mission, 6 years ago. Mitch, this isn't even that far. Grimm's Tale, How I Met Grimm the Skeleton Dog, 7 years ago. And then you have... Xbox edition.
I always wanted his world, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he made it, I always wanted his world. Remember his dogs?
Bitch. Look at this. That's how you used to get notifications. That's how old it is. This is on Minecraft 360. This was the first episode that he made on Minecraft 360.
I'm watching it right now.
He has a child. He has a child. This man's has a child. His child is young enough to go back and watch his old videos and still be interested.
This is what I miss. I miss waking up watching, like, Stampy's videos.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Minecraft I miss. Like, I miss Let's Play videos.
I miss Let's Play videos so much. And some people still do it. But, like, it's not the same. It's not the same as being able to lay down and be able to watch Let's Play videos, and it's like a cold day and you're underneath a blanket and you just have it's not even watching it on the TV, watching it on your phone or something like that.
Or like coming home, like it's a rainy day with hot chocolate, watching a Let's Play video.
Stop, I'm gonna make me cry. Woo! But like, that's where we're at. That is where we are at. Right.
Oh my god, I didn't have that expedition thing. Okay, like, let me go back to this point. Remember when I used to look like this? Like, this. When I used to look like that?
Look like what?
Like
that? Oh yeah! Girl, I remember that. Like, I feel like if you want to know how like YouTube has changed, you need to watch Minecraft videos. Like, that's the best way to put it.
I still have the game, and then when I tried to play it on my Xbox 360 before I had it, it said the game was too old to even run.
There's a demo edition that you can play on the Xbox 360. So I mean, I still have mine, so I guess I could play it every now and then. But it's a demo edition, so you can't really do much. But bro, playing that makes me feel like I'm like 8 again. Like,
Do you remember? Okay, I remember the time when Minecraft just first came out, and I couldn't afford to Minecraft, right? Play Minecraft, right? So I had to get on my mom's old phone. I had to get Minecraft Demo Edition, and that's how you play Minecraft.
I remember when Minecraft was so old that the only thing that people would talk about or try to do in Minecraft is get Herobrine to get into their world.
I
How to spawn Herobrine. And they would do a whole, you would have to do it underground, you would have to put like a mine cart in it. It was a whole effort.
our whole ritual.
A whole ritual.
And that was all like, that was just clout. That was something else would like go in the world just about to right. And people would fall for it.
I remember when the one mob that you wanted to have because of how it looked was the skeleton dog. That was the only thing that people were interested in. They didn't give a fuck about anything else. They wanted that skeleton dog, bitch. Grim was the first. Grim walked so that the whole game could run. I feel like DamTDM and a couple other people are like the pillars of Minecraft. Like, that helped. And now they're lifting the throne. So now you have newcomers like Dream that are coming in. And now they're like the pillars. Like, now when you think of Minecraft, because of the world that we're in, you think of Dream and speedruns. Which, by the way, speedruns were
Or
never a
parkour.
thing in Minecraft until like a couple of years ago. You never saw people doing speedruns of Minecraft. You saw people doing Let's Plays of Minecraft. You saw people making 300 episodes worth of Let's Plays for Minecraft. And guess what we
I
would do?
used to watch, you know what? I used to watch Minecraft house videos since I like house
Literally,
parties.
like, or oh my God, bitch, when there was a book fair and you would go and you would buy it, and there would be like the Minecraft how-to books, and there was like the different ones. There was the
Yeah,
redstone
the
edition, there
red,
was the
green,
green,
blue,
the blue one.
purple.
Bitch, that was the book to get. If you had that shit, you were set. Everyone would want to
Bro.
borrow
Every
it.
time I watch, like, I hear about them, like, I feel sad because my childhood is gone.
Yeah.
Even though this is, I'm still in childhood.
Oh my gosh, childhood. That's the name. That's the name. I'm gonna use that name. But like that, that's that right there. That and Disney Channel. Disney Channel is another time capsule right there. Because the further you go back, the better it gets. Now people got, I don't even know what's playing on Disney Channel right now. I honestly don't know.
Me either.
I want to go back to the day where it was a good day. When they used to put on Good Luck Charlie, your dog with a blog, or
Are they always sponsored by Club Penguin?
yeah, or the days before Disney XD was even a thing,
I remember when Disney XD first came
when it
out.
first came out, and they used to have an app you could get on your phone. They should probably still have it, but I remember that.
Let me put you down so I can see.
And then I remember everything, honestly, like everything. Like, I feel like the shows were good, but the movies were really good too. That being said, if you asked me about the plot of Lemonade Mouth, I couldn't tell you. I know the name, and I know that it's an icon, a legend, we stand, we support, but I don't know anything about it. That's like a
Me either.
fever
I
dream to
legit
me.
watched Camp Rock too recently.
Camp Rock.
I
I
was
feel like
never
Camp Rock was
into
better, in my opinion.
Camp Rock. I was
Yeah.
always into High School Musical, and
High
then we
School
just
Musical,
watched
bitch. And I used to be
Turn.
so mad that there was only three movies, but there was 4 years of high school. I was so mad because it just didn't make sense to me. Because in the movie universe, there was only 3 years of high school. There was never the fourth year. Fourth year was like irrelevant. But like, even if you go back and you watch the first High School Musical, Now they want to revamp it and make High School Musical the movie music. I don't even know what the full name is, but like they want to make it into like a TV show, which I understand. Like I love what they're trying to do with the series, but like don't try to take away something that was really special. Like High School Musical is like going to be forever a staple in everything, in everything.
If my kids say,
If my child says I want to watch something, you best believe in summertime, it will be High School Musical too.
that's my favorite High School Musical.
It's the best High School Musical,
When
honestly.
Sharpay is like, when she her singing moment, oh my God,
Right. And then
that's
there's the
the
baseball scene. I don't dance. I know you can. Not a chance. If I could do this, well, you could do that, but I don't dance. And then what else? There's the bet on it when Troy.
My Little Pony. I was not really into My Little Pony. I watched like a few episodes.
I don't know about that.
What?
No, not that. And no. That's not the
My
move.
Little, not my, My Little Pony? Why? I only watched like three episodes of My Little Pony.
No.
Why?
It's not good.
Don't think so. My favorite character had to be Spike the Dragon.
Okay.
The blue dragon, he was so cute.
Then we could talk about Cartoon Network because Cartoon Network was another good one.
Oh, my favorite movie on Cartoon Network that you can play every summer is Open Season.
I was gonna say Total Drama Network, but
Oh, that's good too. I said that's a show. I said movie.
oh yeah, but
Open
like Cartoon
Season.
Network isn't really known for movies, it's more so shows.
They used to play movies every summer.
I remember
Well, like I remember waiting for like the second movie of Open Season, like next
that.
summer.
And then there was Regular Show. That was another good one. Then there was not that I watched it a lot, but there was Ben 10, and that's an icon.
I watched the Ben 10 a lot. I was the girl who used to watch a lot of guy shows.
And then there was, what else was there on Cartoon Network? There
Teenage
was,
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
yeah,
Teenage
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Mutant Ninja
Turtles, Turtles
Turtles.
and a Half Shell, Turtle Power. Here we go with the Link Cream Ninja Team. On the street, do a thing to another teams. Get rocked with a shell shock piece of kids. Can't fight these radical dudes. Leonardo's the leader of the crew. Does anything take to get his ninjas too? Donatello's the fellows that win with machines. Raphael's got the most attitude of the team. Michelangelo, he's part of the clan. Bitch, I used to. Bitch, Eminem who? Why did that have to be so memorable? Like, that was iconic. Everything about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, from the intro song to the actual show, was just iconic, but that's just me.
I joined class. I just joined class.
No, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that wasn't Cartoon Network, that was Nickelodeon.
I remember.
No, that was Cartoon, yeah, that was Nickelodeon.
Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls, that was
I'm
Cartoon
gonna
Network,
rewatch
yeah.
from that.
Powerpuff Girls was good. And then they decided to redo it and make a new show recently, which is not the same as the original.
What's going on? I was a PBS. PBS. Oh my God, my show.
Hold on, let's look
I
up
was a
Cartoon Network
PBS show.
shows. Curse the Cowardly Dog. That was another
I
good
love
one.
that show.
And then there was, let's see what else. Adventure Time. That was another good one.
I don't know
Let's see what else.
the question.
What's his name? Kids Next Door. Kids Next Door.
Oh my God.
Favorite sea animal.
Oh, okay, yeah, so.
Kids Next Door. Yeah, Kids Next Door. That was Cartoon Network. Which, by the way, that was a really good show. That was iconic. They had a video game, and I don't remember what it
I had a
was.
crush on one of the kids next
Yeah,
door.
he's a little man. Come on. Anyways, what else was another good one? The original Teen Titans. Not the new one. Teen Titans Go, not that one. The original
I
Teen.
watched Teen Titans Go when it first came out, so it was pretty good. And then
Oscar. It was okay. And then it just got too young for me. Ninjago.
I
Then there was Total Drama.
I found it and
Which, by the way, before it was Total Drama Island, it was just Total Drama.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Bravo. I didn't really watch that. Same with Samurai
I
Jack. I know
did.
it was good, but I didn't really watch it that much.
Johnny Bravo. We should watch Johnny Bravo
Johnny
together.
Test.
I watched Johnny Test. Bro, I had a crush on Johnny Test.
Chowder.
And Chowder was really good.
The mystery, the Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack. That was a good
Grant.
one. Yeah. Uncle Grandpa. Oh. Uncle Grandpa.
I'm taking attendance. Don't talk, Gogo.
Uncle Grandpa. Clarence.
Clarence is really good.
Let's see what else, what else, what else? Ben 10 Omniverse. That was another good one. And I think that was it in terms of Cartoon Network shows. But if we're gonna go back to Disney, we can shift it to like Disney XD, just because the only one that I want to talk about in Disney XD was what's it called?
Kaylee. Here and a seal.
It was
I'm
in Disney XD, it was Gravity Falls. That's the
Oh,
one.
Gravity. Bro, I'm still waiting
We're
for the
all
next
waiting.
season.
We're all waiting, and I don't think it's coming back. That's the
I
sad.
used
That's
to
the sad
watch
part.
series about Gravity Falls.
I used to have. There was like three books. I used to have. I had one, but that book, to this day, I still feel like has stuff that's unanswered, just because there was no follow-up. Oh, we're talking about Cartoon Universe. I mean, Cartoon Network, Steven Universe, but that's me personally.
Legit didn't really watch Steven Universe. I did. I watched half
Iconic.
the show, but no, I watched half of it, and then I couldn't keep up because I missed the costume. It was really good, but I always wanted to eat the cat ice cream.
Cookie cat. He's a pet for your tummy. Cookie cat. He tastes so yummy. Cookie cat. He left his family behind. Cookie
Cookie cat.
cat. Literally, you don't understand. This show was iconic. Every episode had an iconic song. Every episode. You cannot lie to me. They hired Nicki Minaj to be a voice actor.
We should rewatch all of these shows.
You should rewatch it, bitch. I've been rewatched it.
I
'Cause you gotta
rewatched
rewatch, you
Flash
gotta
because I
rewatch
refuse to
Steven
watch
Universe, then you
Flash
gotta
because
watch the movie, then you
Flash
gotta
is
watch
so annoying.
Future.
You should watch Future.
Then you need to watch Future. 'Cause you need to watch the first one before so you understand what happens in the movie to understand how it's set up for Future. But Steven
So I
Universe,
was saying
iconic.
about Gravity Falls, how the creator actually made a live Bill statue, and there's actually a real Gravity Hall heart.
There's a
Okay, it's
whole
worth
like
saying
treasure
about
hunt.
it. Yeah, it's worth saying that like Stan has Bill inside of him.
Yeah. Because that's what happened at the end of the that's at the end of the finale.
So that show got me so hyped to the end that when that episode came out, everyone was fucking freaking.
And that's what these new shows don't have. They don't have that. Everything is now on Disney Plus and everything is on. These new shows, they don't have any of that. They don't have any of that excitement where you got everyone and their mother talking about it. Like, none of these new shows have it. And it's
But
just.
if I don't see no theories on YouTube, then it's not good.
No. And that's the sad part. And then you have this new show called Miraculous Cat.
What's the new show called? You cut off. I heard
Miraculous
cat.
Cat.
Bro, this show is so good. I finished all of it.
That's a
Wait.
no.
Speaking of that, I should watch it right now. The new thing came out.
Basima.
Bitch, that's so.
You cannot
Like,
convince me
fucking.
that it's
Cat
good.
Noir is so fucking fun as fuck.
Okay. That's an
I love it.
animation. That is a fictional character. That's not even real.
I watched it before the trend
Michelle?
happened. So I remember watching it like 2 years ago, and I
Come
was
on. Either, anyways, I just feel like if you want to get like a good
Oh,
vibe, oh yeah, there was Amazing World of Gumball. That was another good
yo.
one. That was a
All
relatively
right.
new one. That wasn't really in
So I
fall
am
trends,
absent right
but
now.
I remember when that show came out.
Alfredo,
that's another good one.
Daniela,
Damn, your teacher is hella
William,
loud. Wow.
Jordan,
But yeah, that was another good
Maya,
one.
Zanaya,
I'm trying to think of as another good one.
Ashley, Christian, Brian, you got in.
Trying to think what
CEO.
else. I can't remember that other good shows. This isn't really a show, but I
Brian
remember I used to
Black
watch a
Dragon.
bunch of like
Okay.
GTA mod videos. That and Minecraft videos, that was like the pillar of YouTube for me personally.
Interesting. A lot of you said
But if we're
Brian.
gonna talk about YouTube, this is
You
a
let
great
me never
segue.
really
This is a
speak
great
your own
segue.
language.
We need to
Shut
talk
our
about
mouth.
old YouTube.
Hawaii, just
And we
turn on
can't
that.
talk about old YouTube without talking about Shane.
Gabby, I
I
missed
was never
Shane. Go
into
ahead,
Shane.
Gabby. What is your animal?
I only found out Shane recently about 2017.
Okay.
Because I always stick to Minecraft, but I still watch
Anybody
FMAO.
else that I skipped?
Bro,
That's
in
another one.
middle school, I was so embarrassed to say that I watched Minecraft. Like, when FMAO, bro, FMAO is my childhood. If you watch FMAO roleplay,
Any
you will
questions landing on
understand
your
how I'm still waiting for season 4. I cried. Oh.
Then let's get on with it and rise and tell
Yeah,
your
so
story.
AFMA was a roleplay channel, and every summer, I legit every summer, I rewatch her whole thing because I miss her so much. And now she only does fucking other stuff. I'm missing her roleplay videos. So last summer and Thanksgiving, I stayed up all Thanksgiving to finish all of MCD. MCD, I finished my stream. I watched all her mini series. I stayed up for all that shit. Anyways, sorry, I just had to do a little rant. I miss her
Deep
so
breath
much. Sorry.
in, exhale on the way down.
That was my childhood. That was my middle school years.
So as I was saying, we can't talk about old Shane. Old Shane was honestly good.
This is who I'm talking about. I'm sorry.
And relax.
Fred is Dead is probably
This is
one
who
of
I'm
the
talking
few
about.
videos we all
And one
know.
more time.
Anyways,
This is who
Fred
I'm
is
talking about.
Dead is probably one of the few
On the way
videos
down.
on YouTube that likely saved the platform. Because
Who?
when I
Fred?
tell you, not Fred, well, yes, Fred. By the way, I don't understand how early YouTube, like old YouTube. Actually, no,
And
young
white
YouTube,
face,
definitely. But
maybe
Fred is
you're
Dead.
right.
If you look up that video right now, that video. That YouTube, that video by Shane Dawson. Is likely the most, one of the most popular videos of his channel, which is
And
crazy.
relax.
Like, if you go into
And
old
white face
YouTube,
pour
like 10 years ago, and you watch old YouTube compilations, one of those videos will be Fred is Dead. Because that likely saved YouTube. Everyone wants to talk about, like, oh, I remember when YouTube was just cat videos. But, like, then it went from cat videos to, like...
Zendaya, are you in?
It went through, like, different phases. But one phase that it went through, the main people that were carrying that phase was Fred, Shane, and a couple other people. Like,
You remember Annoying Orange?
Who?
Annoying Orange.
Annoying Orange. I think I do.
Fresh it up.
Annoying Orange.
And relax.
So I remember a girl called me Annoying Orange in elementary school.
And she had nice
right,
I Annoying Orange. Oh my fucking god, I remember this fucker.
This girl called me Annoying Orange in elementary school and I wanted to cry.
No, you...
I just triggered a memory, didn't you? Watch a video.
No, I'm not gonna watch a video. That's gonna make me be very Gaming Lemon. That bitch. This fucker right here. Gaming Lemon. If you don't know who that is, I'm really sorry because you really missed out. But his videos were ahead of their time. They were really ahead of their time. Cause he used to do like these roleplay videos.
Kind.
Skate 3, I swear that is one game that I feel like has one of the most videos on YouTube about. But apart from GTA and Minecraft. But, like, which one is it? GTA 4 mods? No, that's not going to be it. GTA 5 funny moments? No, that's not going to be it either. But you don't understand. This dude's account is so old. He used to make... The Sims 3 Xbox 360 Let's Play videos.
Bro, sweetie, I'm into Sims.
June 9th, 2011. Just listen to his voice.
Hello. Good night.
Okay, so just listen to his voice really quick. Sims 3. Then, so that was 2011. That was 2011, right? That was probably when he was like 14.
Do you remember the old YouTube logo? The platform?
Mm-hmm.
I used to look.
Then you have this one.
I think I heard about his name before.
Roleplay videos. He used to make whole movies out of Let's Play videos. Like, GTA is just forever going to be one of those games that honestly carried YouTube to its heights. And people still do it. People still make videos about it. I understand why, because I play the game. But, like, people still make videos about it, and it's just crazy. Like, everything about YouTube is, like... determined by decade. They're determined by like half decade. Because every 5 years it changes. Every 2 years it changes, honestly. I mean, if we're going to go old, remember what does the fox say?
Yeah.
That was 2014. Then there was water bottle flipping. That was 2016.
Or the ice bucket challenge.
That was like 2017, I think. And then 2018 was eating Tide Pods and fidget spinners. And then 2020, I mean, honestly, Corona was the trend, but people were starting to make a lot more videos at home. So then what happened? You have more people live streaming. You have people
more
doing
Twitch.
More Twitch, OnlyFans. Honestly, if Corona wasn't a thing, do you think that you would have heard about OnlyFans?
No.
Right. Like, now in 2021, the trend is... I don't even know what the trend is. We have no trend because we're all burnt out from last year. But, like, I just don't. I think it's just crazy how, like, different platforms have different trends. And, yeah, we could talk about TikTok, but there was Vine.
What? miss Vine.
I miss Vine. Everyone misses Vine. I'm very upset that Vine is gone. Like, for example, there was...
I don't know how Vine died.
Yeah. I want to know how Flappy Bird died, to be honest. Because everyone remembers Flappy Bird, but no one can show it. Flappy Bird isn't on the App Store anymore. It came and it went. I think we had it for, I don't even think it was a year. I don't even remember how long we had it for.
People said people were doing this in the games. They had to delete it.
Like, I remember when the game is so old that I remember when Smosh made a video about it.
Yeah.
Because that was back when it was, Anthony? Is that his name? Anthony? No, it's not his name. It was Ian and, what's his name? Oh my God.
I probably don't heard about this YouTuber. I know about Smosh. I heard about his name before, but I don't know
about this. Oh my God. I'm very upset right now. Wait, hold on.
It's been a while since I hear about these people's names. It's been a while. I can't even take the ice cream out of my fingers. They're cold.
Smosh was started 15 years ago.
They're 2016 was Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember it was a big thing about Pokemon was leading, like, people into their deaths. So, like, I want to crash that Squirtle, but it's in the middle of fucking Times Square, so let me just, like, die real quick.
Right. And then there was Pokemon in real life.
Do you remember when people used to make Minecraft in real life videos?
Mm-hmm. Early Smosh was honestly carrying YouTube. All of these videos... 10 million plus views. All of them. Real voodoo doll.
And 2017 was Jake Paul.
Mm-hmm. I'm possessed. That was another one. Siri tried to kill me. I was brainwashed. Parents suck. How to be a cop.
Remember 3 a.m. videos?
I lost my hair. Homeless millionaire. Man spider stuck in a toilet.
You remember 3 AM videos?
Mm-hmm.
Spy videos? Like 2017.
Magic keyboard. I suck at drawing sometimes. Rejected Mario games. Life hacking.
Oh, I used to watch Mario games. Like Mario
iPhone games. 5 reveal. Bitch, iPhone 5. iPhone 5. Gamer gets trolled. My pet Pikachu. Wii Sports is awesome.
Oh my God, I love Wii Sports. Wii Sports is the reason why I'm living right now.
Literally, I wish I had a Wii so that I could play Wii Sports. And my teacher sent a message in Go Guardian, so that's fun. But, like, honestly, first of all, you're ruining the vibe, sis. So, I don't appreciate that. But second of all, like, I love these ideas.
Bro, Wii Sports is the reason why I'm living right now. I am existing.
Same, honestly. But, like, I'm trying to think. Like, old Smosh is just... Remember when... Hold on, I'm going to show you. Remember when this was a Smosh logo? Hold on, I'm about to show you.
Yeah.
Shut up! Like, bitch, when was that? When can we have that? Oh my God. Oh my God. My camera's cloudy.
Oh, remember that? At the time when everybody had that big, like, I can't explain it, but, like, everybody had that cool, like, Minecraft, like, dun 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 dun. It had that weird Minecraft effect. I can't even explain it. I need to find it.
Yeah, Anthony, that was his name. But, like, Anthony and Ian, I feel like, are two people, along with Shane and Fred and a couple other people, that carried YouTube. To a place that no one else really could. Like, Smosh, I mean...
Oh,
Smosh. That's all you gotta say. It's just smosh. That's it. Just smosh. Because honestly, it's iconic and we love it. But, like, they were really trendsetters. Like, we love to see it. Like, I wish that old Smosh could come back. But I understand why Anthony left. And now he's off doing his own thing with, like, a day with faceless celebrities, a day with people with DID, a day with people who are like he's doing all of these grown-up things, and then you have Ian over on Smosh that's still holding down the fort, like, and then let's not forget the Smosh movie.
Do you remember Jake and Josh?
Jake and Josh. Do you remember Team 10? That's a part of YouTube I'm not exactly proud of, but Team 10 was iconic.
Team 10.
Now it's crazy. I think a hype house that, a hype house, a TikTok house.
I feel like, you know what started the house? Face House and Team 10 House.
Mm-hmm. But the Face House is now the hype house's,
hello.
Yeah. The hype house took the Face House. And Team 10 House, that house, another TikTok house is renting it. Because all of them are listed on as Air. Ooh, he is what the fuck? He is fine. Whoa. They're all being listed for these TikTok houses to make more money. Oh, I'm gonna send you this picture. He's fine as fuck. What the fuck? But yeah, like it's just sad that TikTok is taking over these, like, essentially landmarks. Like, bitch, who? Wait, who did I just send that to? Did I just send that to you? Okay, I did. Thank God. I thought I sent it to my mom. That would have been embarrassing. But like, have you seen that? That's crazy. That's crazy to me personally. Not that I was a fan of the Face House, but like,
you remember Whoopi Raps?
Yes.
Bro, I used to watch Whoopi Raps before he got famous.
The only video that I watched of him was when he did a prank. He used to do prank videos a lot more. And one of them was putting lactose in his friend's drink or his friend's something. And there was a video of him, and he was, like, violently shitting on the grass. And it was like, what? And I think after that, I just, like, stopped watching. But there was that. What's the other
video? His girlfriend, Sylvia's makeup channel.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch her, and I don't watch that much anymore. And she was like, Whoopi cheated on her with a 16-year-old.
And see, got back together. See, here's the thing. I don't like. This is a part of social media that I don't like. And a great example of that, you can talk about anyone, but I want to talk about Zoe Laverne. TikTok star Zoe Laverne gets engaged to Dawson Day and shares the gender of her baby. This girl. On Sunday, March 2nd, Zoe's boyfriend of nearly 6 months, Dawson Day, proposed to her during their gender reveal party. She's already pregnant, and he waited until she was pregnant to propose. Zoe was completely caught off guard, later telling her fans she didn't know he was going to do that. It was a total surprise. That's exactly why they did it, because it was a total surprise. That way they could get more views. Come on, girl. What was also a surprise for fans was learning Zoe and Dawson were going to have a girl, and that her name would be Emerson. According to Scary Mommy, this means brave, powerful, which seems fitting. This dude looks like he is 14.
Have you heard about the thing about she's a predator and she was fucking?
No, I don't doubt it.
A 13-year-old? Maybe like Connor or something like that.
Dawson wrote on his own post, "I love you so much. I cannot wait to hold our beautiful baby girl, Emerson. And I'm so blessed to be your fiance, Zoe. I love you so much and wouldn't want to spend the rest of my life or build a family with anyone else. I love you, baby."
Let's watch some. Okay, so I have my YouTube. When I was calling, you know, my phone taking me. I watch. Oh my god, theater. I watched a lot of T dramas. Mm. So Nikita Dragon just rejected by Vinny. That's the first thing I see.
Which, by the way, is crazy because if you think about it, you know Alejandro.
Yeah.
So the week that he turned, the week that, oh. Nips are hard. Okay. The week that he turned 18, if you watch her snap stories and his snap stories, they're together the entire week. That he turned 18, they're there the entire week.
I'm gonna watch this with me.
Oh, Vinny. Woo! Okay, I'm getting distracted. You're distracting me. You're
watching this.
You're watching that. I don't watch TikTok T channels.
I mean, either, but it's came out for me. And not gonna lie, they both have benefit together and they were having fun and partying just as friends. But things suddenly started taking a turn, you guys, when Nikita decided to post a picture with Vinny during the party that the cast said, "Look, I hate all men, but and y'all." The thing was, hashtag in her Twitter as well. Despite how Nikita made it very clear that they're just going to the bar, she did also hint that she has a big fat crush on him. And guys, what made the situation even worse and awkward later on is that Nikita at the bottom diverged over Vinny as well in the comments by saying that OMG, wow, is fire. All these situations, you guys, put Vinny in a very embarrassing situation. In fact, people were attacking Nikita all over social media for trying to shoot a shot on an 18-year-old yet again when she's literally pushing 30. Here's what I'll say. Okay, but Nikita 25 and Demi 28 thirsting over Vinny. Nikita is really deserving and being unhealthy. Nikita Dragon, nasty 25-year-old self thirsting over 18-year-old Vinny Hacker. This is not being real life. Not Nikita and Demi pushing 30 with Vinny at a couple of days after this drama went down, a lot of people were sharing their thoughts on from Hollywood. Yes, it was 3-2-3. It was from LA. Hollywood.
That's too much. Anyways, as I was saying, not to get super problematic, but they go on to say. Zoe posted this super shady TikTok reminding all and any exes of Dawson that he was hers. He even flipped off the camera to keep things extra classy. Then she went on a two-part mini rant about how she and Dawson are doing the right thing by getting married after a short time of dating so that their daughter will have both of their parents and get raised with both of their parents as well. Of course, Emerson can still have all of that with parents who are married, but I digress.
Do you know she says the N-word?
Mm-hmm. Zoe later said she has known Dawson for nearly 3 years and that she felt Dawson, quote, made a big step in proposing to her. Even her ex-boyfriend's girlfriend, Tess Crozier, gave her congratulations to Zoe. Tess is dating Coy Orlov, who Zoe dated on and off for 2 years. She commented on her post saying, happy for you, and Zoe Laverne responded back saying, thank you, Tess, so much love to you and Cody.
Wow.
Right. Which is great and all. Oh my gosh, the young TikTok couple, they're in love. Until you consider the fact, let's look up how old he is.
Remember when Kylie Jenner was a huge thing in 2016?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That was her peak.
That was embarrassing. So okay, so we're doing this again because I deleted the last part. But there is no sponsored segment. I thought that there was gonna be a sponsored segment, but there's no sponsored segment. There is no sponsor. We have no cash. We're broke. But I could just I mean, same. That's on the sea moon. But we could talk about Anchor, because that's what we're using to promote this podcast. It's a free service. It's not even a browser extension. You don't have to download anything. All you need to do is just go to the website, make a new account, and boom, you are that set up. Literally, it's so simple. It's like 5 steps. And the 5th step isn't even a step. It's just to get more viewers out there. So if you have a fan base, if you have people that, you know, you talk to, you can, you know, you have a Instagram, you have a TikTok, whatever it is that you want to do, this is the platform to use. This is it, sis. This is how all of them baddies are going to have a podcast. You best believe Hot Girl Summer will be promoted with Anchor. Okay, I'm not ass right. And not even that. It's not even like a busted service either. It's a really good service. It's by Spotify, so you already know that the service is going to be great. And there's a lot of different features for it. You have, obviously, there's the recording studio, but there is a library section. So if you have previous videos, you could transfer it to audio. So if you have a video that you're pre-recorded, bitch, you can put that shit on and it's perfect, you know? It's perfect. It's honestly perfect. Do you want to take away this next part of the promotion? Do you want to promote? Or is it just going to be me? Okay. So that's the library section. The second part is the music section, which is a direct link to your Spotify library. So if you want to add personal music, you know, honestly, I could put some of my music in here. That's crazy. I didn't even think about that. But like, you know, there's a lot of different features that you can use. There's also direct messages that you can put as a separate part of the recording process where you can add personalized message. And then to top it all off, bitch, you could add transitions. Like, bitch, you can have like a whole audience go, like you could have, it could really be the Maury Show up in this bitch. Like, For real, you know, and there's almost an unlimited amount of runtime. Your pod, each episode, it really just depends on how long you want the podcast to be, you know, so it's very great for FaceTime sessions because, you know, that shit happens for hours. So you could literally have a podcast that's like 3 hours, which is great because you talk a lot. So really, honestly, Anchor is the thesis. Like, it really is. You know, I want to meet who came up with Anchor because they honestly did a really good job. And I don't think I've ever seen a podcast service that is as easy and simple to use as Anchor. Honestly, I feel like, in my opinion, Anchor gives Audible a run for its money. That's the tea. That's right. That's the tea right there. But yeah, so this is me, been promoting Anchor. So Anchor, if you're listening to this, run me my check because I just hyped your ass up, even though you have brought me $0. But yes, Anchor is great. And do you have anything you want to add or anything, you know? No? Okay. Well, then in that case, I guess we'll do another therapy session next week. Next week, we should talk about, what should we talk about? What should we talk about? Should we talk about home dynamics? That's a good one. Okay. So we can talk about home dynamics. We can do that. But yeah, this has been another episode of That's the Tea because that's what I'm naming. That's what I'm naming our podcast because honestly, that's what we say all the time. So it only makes sense that the podcast is called That's the Tea. But I don't have a simple catchphrase. I'm just going to say bye. But yeah, I guess we'll see you in the next podcast.